Well, it turns out North Korea does not have the H-bomb. They have an H2O bomb. It's a really big water balloon. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we parlez-vous the Packers with Parisian bar owner Pierre Louvrier, plus all the news that isn't, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who already has $800 million, so won't be purchasing a Powerball ticket, Michael Feldman.
Yeah. Well, I haven't counted it. It could be less than that. It's all in singles. I haven't counted it. I don't know. I don't want to spoil it. Once I'm retired, I can count it. I'm sure it's at least that much. A survey shows that 9 out of 10 Americans would rather see Kim Jong-un than Donald Trump with the H-bomb. You know he'd drop it on Macy's for dropping his line of menswear. Trump wear for the fascist on the go. This is kind of loud. I don't hear myself that much. Let's see, turn that down. No, this is the one here. There we go. Okay. Okay, that's a little behind-the-scenes stuff. There are knobs that control all of this. Control all of me. For its part, South Korea has mounted an onslaught of K-pop blasted across the DMZ, and that includes 100 megatons of bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Nobody. Okay, all right, I'm gonna get the idea. That's actually true, by the way. That's by Big Bang. Yes. Let's hear for Big Bang countering the H-bomb in North Korea with bad music. Kim can't hear it over his Katy Perry tapes, you know, so drives him nuts. Oh, let's see. The Oregon militia leader compares himself to Rosa Parks because she just wanted a seat on the bus and to graze her 100,000 head of cattle on public lands. Little known fact about Rosa Parks. Okay. Donald Trump says if the Brits ban him, they can forget all about the Lusitania. She's going down. Okay, Lusitania reference. How many of you remember the Lusitania? You can applaud now because we're on the air. Spattering of applause for the Lusitania. I'm sorry we lost her. Okay. In other news now, I like to make obsolete references in every monologue just to alienate most of my audience. It's a funny thing that I do. All right, the new VW electric car will burn coal for electricity. It's smart coal, though. No emissions, they say. The general perception that Hillary is too close to big banks comes from the fact that she dresses like a teller. A well-dressed teller. Donald Trump raises the point that Ted Cruz was born in Canada, so he can't be president. The bigger question is, can the only unlikable Canadian ever be elected president? Really, can you think? I've never met a Canadian that wasn't likable. But I've never met Ted Cruz. All right, let's see. The Rams offered to take St. Louis to California with them. It's on the table. It's about time the Rams settle down. This back and forth has got to stop. Thank you. After President Obama's gun control speech, the sale of ray guns on Uranus skyrockets. I say ray guns on Uranus because I love the name of that planet, even though it's just a ball of gas. You Do you know Uranus is just a ball of gas? All right. Where was I? All right. I have really a low sense of humor. I got to admit, it's very low. Let's see. Law officials tell the Oregon occupiers, just keep it white. Can't really arrest your brother-in-law, you know. That's how that goes. Although you might like to. I probably would. I'd extradite him, that's for sure. Modifying their DNA can make ants change their job, so there's hope for the rest of us. After the Netflix furor over the Steve Avery conviction, the History Channel viewers demand the release of Hitler. And then there's this one, Johnny Manziel defects to ISIS. That's where he was. He went to Vegas and ISIS. What was this? Okay. Aging millennials are saving more because Yoro, you only retire once. Okay. A survey shows 3 bisexual women for every 1 bisexual man, so how is this going to work? Shifts? That's not my problem, but I'm really curious. I don't get the figures. They don't add up. Showing his lighter side, President Obama opens his last State of the Union singing, "You can have her, I don't want her, she's too fat for me." You can have her, I don't want her. Oof, da. Okay. Is that the beat on that song? I don't know. I could actually sing it if it had the right beat behind me. In health and fitness, fitness DVDs can lead to poor body image, with the exception of Richard Simmons' Fitness Fiesta. So if you're worried about your body image, that's the one for you. Fitbit is sued by users who claim the heartbeat monitor actually tracks their power beats, headphones. So your heartbeat is not 120, Dr. Dre's is. 90% of Americans consume too much salt. On the other hand, they're very well preserved. I was going to use a Lot's wife joke there because that's really, almost no one would get a Lot's wife joke. How many of you would get a Lot's wife joke? A pillar of salt? See, yes. God, I wish I would have used it. That's really a smattering there. Brits are told only 6 pints per week. A limit of 6 pints per week, which makes for a 48-hour Sabbath. So that's kind of a... And this just in, overnight, the Oregon occupiers filtered out to get Powerball tickets. Because with $1 billion, the damn cows can graze wherever they want, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. We're going to keep this rolling right along, in spite of me. Pierre Louvrier, Paris, France, is like France's number one Packer fan. And, you know, we're kind of in a hole here right now because the Packers aren't behaving normally. And it could be because we're too close to it, you know? I mean, everyone knows someone who knows someone who knows someone, you know, who knows someone who works in a locker room or some idea of what's going on with the Packers, you know? But there's a place called the WOS Bar in Paris, France. It's in the Latin Quarter, I believe. And in it, Pierre Louvrier always watches Packer games. He started the whole continent, actually, is now watching the Packers because of him. We have him on the phone right now from Paris, France. And, of course, our first playoff game or the wild card game is coming up. So we want to get his insight on that because he'd be the man to ask. Pierre, how are you?
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. You know, you're kind of like a well-known hero around here.
Well, that's way more than what I am.
Yeah, no, in Wisconsin here, that you're kind of famous. Because you did come to your first... when did you come to your first Packer game?
I believe it was in 2013.
Yeah.
I remember it was Packers Tampa Bay.
Uh-huh. Okay. And who was quarterback? We can figure it out by who was quarterback at the time.
It was Rodgers already. It was already Rodgers.
Okay, it was Rodgers. Yeah. Did you ever see Brett Favre play?
No, but the first game I ever watched, and that's how I became a Packers fan, was in 97, was the Packers-Broncos Super Bowl, where Favre played, and unfortunately we lost it. And a friend of mine organized it, was a Packers fan, not knowing anything about American football. I followed my French team, and Favre was the quarterback, and he's a big reason why I became a fan. And I'm still a fan to that day.
Yeah, and he's French. Favre.
Yeah, somewhere down the line, apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Probably way down the line or something, because South Mississippi, but there's a big French contingent down there. And Green Bay itself, you know, is part of the French colonization of, they came through Wisconsin, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nicolette was the founder of the bank or something, yeah?
Yeah, Nicolette and Joliet and all those guys with French names.
And Louvrier now.
Yeah. All of them. I could name all of them, but I don't want to impress you too much. Because how did you become a Packer fan? How did it happen?
Honestly, it's during that first game, and I liked the team, and my friend explained to me then that, you know, Green Bay was the only community-owned team in the whole Northern American sports, and that really appealed to me.
Yeah.
At the time, I was quite much into soccer from my youth. From a little town in the countryside, which is named Auxerre in Burgundy.
In Burgundy.
And I like the parallel because, you know, my team was by far the smallest in the French First Division. And we won the championship, we won the cup, and we played the big guys in London, Glasgow, and everywhere in Europe, and we won them.
Yeah, you did.
And I just decided to identify myself, like, say, yeah, do the same thing, and I've been following Green Bay since.
Following the Green Bay Packers. You could have followed the Cleveland Browns or someone like that, I guess, really, if you're looking for a team that never wins.
I like the green color.
Yeah, you like the green color. That's great. And so, well, that's really interesting now. Have you been following the team, the constant, this season?
I haven't missed a game since 2007.
Yeah. And some of them have been pretty easy to miss, actually. It's been a very trying season. What is your take?
Tell me about it. I was in Denver and in Charlotte for the two games that the Packers lost this year.
Really? Yeah.
That was difficult. Denver was very, very painful to watch. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. What do you think is going on from your point of view? It's probably better when looking from the outside looking in.
From a very, very outside point of view, we finally have a defense, but now we decided it was more fun to play without an offense.
more fun without an offense.
I mean, the O-line is injured, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Most of the starters. I love Aaron, but it seems to be also not the same on the second half of the season. And the receivers have got this great new habit of dropping the ball every time they can, so it's not helping either.
Yeah, Davante Adams, for example.
Oh, my Lord, Davante, I'm so disappointed. Fortunately, we've got James Jones, eh? Think of it if we didn't have James Jones.
Yeah, we're lucky to have it. And Davante, I think that's a French name too, isn't it?
No one has heard of it.
We can't blame France for him, I guess. Okay. So it's
not on that one. You can blame it for many things, but not that one.
Yeah, it seems to be a general collapse. But I mean, what do you think explains it? Is it the injury thing, or what's going on? Is it a coaching problem, or what's your take?
Well, I mean, there's definitely something that happened after the bye week. You know, where like we're 6-0 and it was completely deflated after like a deflated ball. Hello, Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. After the Broncos game, and since then the team hasn't been able to find composure and rhythm on the offense. Every time Rodgers got enough time to throw the ball, there's no free receivers or gets sacked. And I really don't know what's happening. I'm not very confident for the end of the playoffs. I'm glad that McCarthy took over the play calling, and that's the main vibe we got here. But we're quite puzzled on how many games we could have won at the last minute, and in the end, just been lost. So I don't know what the take is in Wisconsin, but it's we're all a bit confused here of what the solution is now.
Yeah. Did you have to educate yourself on football, like the ins and outs of it and the ramifications and the plays and so forth? Because I don't, it's not very popular in France in general, is it, American football?
No, I'm originally a rugby guy, so the contact sport in between like rugby and football is kind of similar in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And but after, yeah, I was lucky enough to have very big fans, friends of mine who explained to me the rules and the process. And then since then, you know, NFL videos and following the history of the Packers. You definitely have to educate yourself, and once you get into it, you're lost for life.
That's fantastic. Now the wild card game is it's at 7:30 or something here, isn't it, on Sunday? So wouldn't that be like 1:30 in the morning in Paris?
Actually, the schedule I have for the Packers on Sunday is 10:20 p.m. French time for that one. So it's not too late. That's good enough.
Okay. It's at 10:20.
But to give you an example, that's... Sorry.
You know, go ahead.
10:20 p.m., yes. 10:15, 10:20 p.m. this weekend.
Okay. All right. So that's not bad.
Last week, you know, when the Packers played Minnesota on Sunday Night Football, that means that we start showing the game at 2:30 a.m. and we finish watching at 6 a.m.
That's at the WS bar?
What bar, yeah. What bar.
The Was
bar. We're very proud to be the only Packers bar in Paris. Not that we did it on purpose, because it's just basically a place where I'm happy to be able to show my fanship. But, yeah, we are, and we're quite proud of it.
Yeah.
I'm a shareholder also of the team, and, yeah.
You are a shareholder?
Yeah, got 3 shares thanks to my girlfriend at the time, who made me maybe one of the best presents anyone could ever offer me.
I know. I got my daughter a share, but, you know, they're worthless. That's the only problem. I hate to break it. I hope that's not.
It's nice.
It's nice. It's a nice. It's a nice gesture, and so forth. So the Wasp bar. Are you an owner of the bar or part owner of the bar where you watch? Pierre?
8 years and a half now. Been a ride.
Yeah.
We're the only Paris bar. We like the biggest selection of spirits in Paris. Like, you know, like bourbons and Pappy and all you want, and nice place to go.
Yeah. And is it done out in is the bar done out in Packers colors? Do you have the green and gold and all that?
No, we have what we call a shrine where we have all our Packers memorabilia together, including something I'm very very proud of. We have a signed photograph from Bart Starr, which is signed for the people of Wide Open Spaces Bar in Paris.
Yeah.
So it's one of the nicest thing we have. But no, it's not all over the bar. It's around it, but the bar still is another, you know, NFL is only 16 weeks a year in France, so the rest of the time we have other things going on too. But every week, you know, that's the crazy thing about Packers fans, that's something which every week, big on season or off season, we have between 10 and 20 Packers fans stopping by the bar in Paris just to say hi to the Packers bar in Paris. I mean, this is incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Do you think that it's made some American football fans in Paris as well who didn't follow the sport before?
I think so. The Packers is definitely the most the most followed team in Europe because you know they are human compared to some of the big teams.
Mm.
And American football has definitely been growing in France over the last 5 years. Super Bowl is now on national television every year. Like public that anyone can watch, and we have a steady crowd of French fans coming also every week.
Yeah, and do you when the games run that late overnight till 6 a.m, do you have to get dispensation from the city council or something to keep the bar open?
Absolutely. On weekends, Friday and Saturdays we can close that late, but every other night, like a Thursday night football or Sunday night football, we do get a special authorization for it. It's a mission sometimes.
Is that hard to do with the French city council there?
It's with the police. Fortunately enough, we're good guys, so we don't cause them trouble. They're happy to comply, so we haven't had difficulties this year. But it's not a good year when the Packers play the NFC West because all the games are so late for us.
Yeah.
It's not helping at all.
Yeah. You got any predictions for us, Pierre, for the first of the games, of the wild card game?
definitely wish that we're going to do something against the Redskins. I definitely think there's some space for it. And as long as we don't lose against the Bloody Seahawks again, I'm happy.
Yeah. Okay. So does that mean you're saying Packers over Redskins?
Well, I wouldn't be a Packers fan otherwise. I have to. Definitely with all my heart.
You're a good guy, Pierre. We love you. We love you here. Want you to know, don't we love
Thank
Pierre?
You very, very
Packers,
much,
our Packers man in Paris, France. Pierre Louvrier.
See you in Paris next time, Michael.
Yeah, thank you very much. Nice, it was wonderful talking to you, Pierre. Best
thank
of luck
you.
To you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's Pierre from Paris, France. That's Paris, France, not Paris, Texas. In case you thought it was Paris, Texas, it was not. Pierre Louvrier. Now, and originally, this is kind of interesting, too, that he owned the bar with Matthew McLaurin, who is Scottish, for some reason, owning a bar in. And he left and opened a Packers bar in Edinburgh. So this is spreading. That's what I'm saying. This is spreading. So that's a wonderful thing. Pierre is a great guy. I got a picture of him with the mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt, which I'm sure he's got on his wall there in the Packer memorabilia section of the bar there, the Wash Bar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Packers in Packers. France. Paris, France.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's darn cool.
Yeah.
Darn cool. Okay. So, how are you? Pretty cool?
Yeah, I'm
good. You good?
Yep.
Good New Year's?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, you didn't, huh? Oh, okay. What went wrong?
Nothing went wrong.
Didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah. Didn't celebrate.
I just stayed home and...
But your Christmas, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That was Barrel of Monkeys.
Yeah. Where'd you go out to? Out
at my sister's house, yeah.
Out there? Yeah. Okay, good. Jeff, you have good kids all get what they wanted? And
yes, they did.
Yeah.
They didn't get any of those hoverboards, did they?
Well, the ones that you can't sell anymore on Amazon.
Right, yeah. The ones that start.
They wanted that.
You can get them, they just explode.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you can return them.
No, I said you get a free refund.
Yeah.
Okay.
But do they pay hospital costs? Is it? That's exactly what you want, is a fire going up your legs. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then returned it, or then kept it.
Yeah. Well, since you're off mic here, I'm just going to say that's cool. But you didn't. Okay. And how did you know what to get you? You know, you got three kids.
How did I know? They each give us a list.
You get the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to do that, but then they stopped giving me a list, so I used to try to guess what young girls would like.
No.
Never hit it like in 20 years. And they said, Dad, just give us money. So that's solved that problem. And like Hanukkah, is there really like eight days giving them the wrong gift? Times 20 years, you know, that's how many gifts that is.
First thing you give them $1, then you give them a $5, then a $10, then a $20. Then
when they're little, you give them the same thing over and over again. They don't know. But once that they're 15 or 16, that doesn't work anymore. All right, so then this number, is this the number that you wrote here that we're going to start with?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll look forward to that.
Well, we're not playing that today because we just played it in November, and
it was very lovely. I think.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you liked it. Thanks.
I did.
No, this tune is.
I don't tell you everything.
You don't tell me all your feelings and your hopes and fears and.
Not about you.
Oh, okay. not about anything. Now that I think about it.
We haven't gotten really drunk together for a while.
No, I know. Yeah. You should work on that.
Yeah, should. Let's make a resolution that we get really
okay.
drunk.
Okay. Well, that's one we probably could keep.
Yeah, I think so.
This is a Richard Rodgers tune.
I love Richard Rodgers. I told you that before.
It's from a movie that was released in 1935 with Bing Crosby and W.C. Fields called Mississippi, which I have not seen. So it could be horrible or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's called It's Easy to Remember.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Packers! Go Pack!
Have you got a Packer theory? They're abounding now. What's wrong with the Packers?
I have no idea, but yeah. Something's really wrong.
Yeah.
No idea.
What do you think it is?
Olivia.
Yes. I said the same thing. Olivia Munn. You know, that's going like gangbusters. And he comes, he's lackadaisical, he's not focused. Olivia Munn, you go out with a supermodel, actress, whatever she is, and suddenly your game...
It's killing Brady.
Huh?
Yeah, it's killing Brady.
No, same thing, same woman. She's with Brady, too. It's exactly what happened.
They all have supermodels.
They all have. Say, it's Olivia Munn, I'm telling you. What?
You guys are just a little bitter.
About what?
That you're not dating Olivia Munn.
We dated for a while. She couldn't handle my lifestyle.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah, my lack of lifestyle, I think. I was too fast for her in the slow lane. I was too fast in the slow lane. Do you like Olivia Munn? I don't even know who she is, really.
I do like her, yes.
Who is she exactly?
Well, she...
And what has she been in that I've seen?
She's been in a couple movies.
Yeah. Like, what?
There's a horror movie called Deliver Us.
Horror?
Horror, yeah. Okay. And she was a host of a G4 show when it was G4.
Gosh, well, that's quite a lineup there of... Her resume is impressive. Well, she's very impressive. I have really nothing against her, but you've got to explain somehow, you know.
A little bit.
I always blame the girlfriend. That's all. What?
The guy's way to go. Huh? It seems to be what the guys tend to do.
Yeah, I know. Okay. What's your name?
Gabby.
Yeah, how are you?
Good
to
see
you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. I would never blame you for anything, by the way. Huh?
You could try. It just...
I could try. Okay, well, let's just go on to something else here, then. Let's see what we got here. Are you mustard or ketchup lover? John Gosling Appleton. Both, really, because they're free. Whatever's there, I put on, because it's free. Relish, I don't care. I don't like relish. Put it on. It's free. Onions, put it on. Free. Sauerkraut, put it on. Free. Marie Shankey is here. She's a healthcare consultant. Should there be a wall between the U.S. and Canada? I think we should wall both sides of us. And then landmines along both the east and west coast. Because can't really build a wall on the coast there because boats have to get through. So pretty much, I'm thinking. Wall. I think there should be a wall between us and Donald Trump. Personally. Randy Westbrook, what is something you do while driving that other drivers would find annoying? They would probably be annoyed at the names I'm calling them. Many in Yiddish. If the windows are open and they hear what I'm saying, they wouldn't understand it for the most part. But some of it they would. It's pretty obvious. I'm probably the only guy who still yells, get a horse! anybody else yell, get a horse when you're behind someone? Or, something? Or why don't you get a horse, if you want to elaborate on it? Or learn how to drive? How many of you throw that one out? Huh? First time driving? You do that one? I have a whole range of them. Mostly my father's things that he said. My dad used to call someone, a slow driver in front of him especially, a schmuck with ear flaps. As in, I'm behind a schmuck with ear flaps. And usually in Milwaukee, it was actually a guy with ear flap. The hats with the... Usually one up and one down. Milwaukee rakish. The rakish. Okay, let's see. Would you ever own a monkey, Gunner? Brad, is it Bradley? Gunner, you know who you are. Brady, would you ever? Yeah. Oh, well, let's find out what why he would ask. Would I ever own a monkey? Do you own a monkey? Wait a second. Stand up here, Gunner. And what'd you say?
I have a sugar glider. They wouldn't let me get a monkey.
Yeah. What is a sugar glider?
You should Google it. You can't really... The eyes are huge. And it's very nocturnal, so it's fun.
It has big eyes, it's nocturnal, but what is it?
It's like a flying squirrel.
You have a flying squirrel?
Basically.
That's pretty nice. Your parents are very understanding.
Sure.
Yeah. What did you ask for that?
No, my mom actually said it. I wanted a puppy at first.
You want a puppy? She gave you a sugar glider?
Well, she didn't want to...
Is your mother here? Okay, I'm looking at her. I don't quite get sugar glider.
No, she's been researching it because first I wanted a lizard, but then we found out those take a lot of work, and I don't want to do that.
No.
It seems like work.
Whereas a flying squirrel is...
Yeah, it's not that much...
Flying monkey is not a lot of trouble.
I don't really know how to... It's like, you know, it's got little things. It weighs like 3 ounces. It'll climb all over you. It'll land on your head, too.
Mine or anybody's?
Anybody's.
Yeah. Can I just talk to your mother for a second?
Yeah.
Your son wants a puppy. Gunner, can I get you standing for a second? And your son wants a puppy, and you come home with a sugar glider?
Well, I didn't come home with it, but we have two dogs.
Well, all right, so who came home with the sugar glider?
I found it, and they went and got it.
You found a sugar glider?
Online.
You're obviously looking for a sugar glider.
Well, he had had hamsters and guinea pigs and such things, and he wanted something new, but he wanted something that would be with him that he could hold all the time, and sugar gliders really bond with their owners, and you carry them around in a pouch around your neck, and they sleep on you, and they're adorable, and I thought he might bond with this.
And have you?
Sort of.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
You get tired of the little creepy thing hanging on to you?
Sometimes when it jumps on my head, yeah.
It bonds with your head? You don't care for that?
Yeah, most of the time he bonds underneath your shoes. You just climb up there and sit there. Yeah.
He likes pockets. He likes to sit in your pockets and just hang with you.
Does he bond with you, too?
Sometimes.
Yeah. What does he like to bond with on you?
Usually in my sweatshirt pocket.
I don't know what to say beyond that. I think it's it's actually a monkey. Is that?
No, it's not. It's a marsupial. Yeah. It tried to steal my friend's wallet. Yeah.
Maybe it's just a tiny little human then. Is it fun?
It went into his pocket, latched onto his wallet, and he had to like reach in there in his pants and like push it out of his pocket and stuff. It was kind of funny, and it just held onto the wallet. Yeah.
Now, are you the father in this family?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any control over what's going on in your family whatsoever?
Not at all. The last animal I picked was a 12-year-old basset hound, so I'm not allowed to pick animals anymore.
Go under your shirt and bond with you.
No, but it had really sharp teeth for a 12-year-old dog. Man.
All right. Well, this is the, what's the family name is?
Brady.
The Brady Bunch, ladies and gentlemen. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Cullen.
Cullen. Cullen? Okay. Thank you very much, the Brady Bunch. 2016, the new Brady Bunch. They have a little monkey that climbs in your shirt. Many humorous incidents occur in the course of this series involving little, what's the thing's name?
Sugar glider?
Sugar glider.
Jagger.
What?
Jagger.
Jagger as in Mick? if Scott Walker runs for third term, would you please consider running against him? I just say. If the money is there, because I do have $1 billion at home, but may not be enough in today's politics, so it's outside.
We'll start
money.
An exploratory committee.
Exploratory committee. Okay. Oh, this is another Brady thing here. Are you ready to downsize, Patty? I can sell you a house. I was thinking of letting the wife go. So actually, we need less space because she takes up quite a bit. But my daughter's also a realtor, so it could be a little family problem. Is that you? No. Where is Patty?
Right here.
Yeah. I probably should go with my daughter. Thank you on that, though. But thanks for the offer. Are we supposed to be downsizing? Now we are, right? Living in smaller and smaller. I was thinking of getting those little houses.
Tiny house.
Huh? Little tiny houses. Because then she couldn't fit in that. Oh. What? What? 30 years. What's time up on this? Give me a break. What contract lasts 30 years? Without negotiations. Further negotiations. Okay. Oh, it's Colin Braden. I got your card. It just says student on here, Colin. Fill this out a little more fully next time. You're lucky I came over and talked with you at all. Based on that, how are we doing time-wise?
Good.
Oh, okay. What is your middle name? Elliot? Kathy? Lubmeyer? What's yours?
Marie.
Mine used to be Marie. I changed it to Elliot because I thought it was a little more masculine. I don't know. Okay. Why would you ask something like that? Kathy Marie?
Because we were just talking, my friend and I, about what our middle names are. And in her family, she has how many girls?
Seven.
And every one of the girls has a form of Mary in their name. And I am Marie, and I'm a form of Mary. So there are four girls in my family, and we all have the name form of Mary in our names, too.
Form of Mary.
Yeah. Is that the actual name, form of Mary? Is it hyphenated?
No, but we do.
Can you recite all the forms of Mary and your middle names and your family?
Susan Mary, Diane Mary, Nancy Mary, Mary Grace, Patricia Mary, Kathleen Mary.
That's not a form of Mary. That's just Mary stuck onto their first name.
Okay. Well,
I thought like Mary, Marianne, Marie.
Oh, yeah, no.
Mariana.
Mary.
Yes, sir.
Your name
is daughter. Wait, this has spawned some interest here. Apparently, this is a. Not just in your family. How do you have a form of Marie in your family?
No. Nope.
What form do you have in your family?
Eileen.
Eileen? Are various Eileens in your family?
Yes, there are.
Eileen is a variation on Mary, I think. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
This is my beautiful wife, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Of 25 years.
25 years.
Yeah. We named a daughter. Her middle name is May. M-A-E. Uh-huh. It's a form of Mary.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
Her mom had the same middle name.
So it doesn't mean it's a form of Mary.
Sure it is.
Look it up.
We did.
No, you didn't.
Well, I thought we did.
It's an entirely different derivative. Can anyone back me up here on this? I'm arguing with an audience member. Is that the same, a form of Mary? Never heard May as a form of. I think you got it. I mean, I wouldn't look it up now. It's too late.
That's the story I'm going with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice story, too, it is. Is that you?
No, I'm Anna.
What's your middle name?
Christine.
Okay. So that's your theory doesn't hold up.
Well, we didn't use it with her.
And your name is?
I'm John Gosling.
What's your middle name, John?
Joseph.
Okay. Well, it doesn't do me any good. I'm sorry. It doesn't. No theories are backed up or not. But, Mary and Joseph. Okay. Why didn't I think of that? I don't know. Maybe because I'm Jewish? Is that possible? Didn't come to me immediately. Of course, they were Jewish too, weren't they? Mary used to be a Jewish name. How about that? Think about that for a while. Okay. How's the ice fishing? Is there ice? I don't know.
Out there this morning on the lake.
Were they?
Yeah, the ice looked.
Were they
looked,
floating or are they?
Well, the ice looked like kind of dark color. I don't know. It was sort of weird.
They're nuts to be out there.
Yeah,
there were
I would
a
never
lot of them as well.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Over
lose them
30.
Every year, these guys. Fortunately, they can float on their beer cases for a good couple hours. So I don't know. Where is Ron?
You're from the.
He's over here.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, come on, stand up here, Ron. Tell us about your ice fishing report. Do you fish there in Thiensville?
Well, no, I was driving in this morning on John Nolan Drive.
Yeah.
And,
that's a good way to do it.
I saw all these guys crowded on this, it looked like about a half inch of ice.
Yeah.
They were all sitting out there.
Yeah. Were they floating? Was it a little ice flow? And they were just, were they floating?
It was strange. You were all out on this ice. It was like about a half inch thick.
Yeah. No, every year guys end up on flows, you know, going across. It's not a big lake, not like if you're on Michigan and you're, oh God, that'd be a serious problem. But you ice fish?
No, I don't. I don't really.
You find it interesting though?
Well, yeah, it would be. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Okay.
We had a neighbor that used to come up here ice fishing.
Yeah.
On Mendota.
Yeah.
The big lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perch fishing.
Yeah.
I never fished there. Though.
No, you never fish. Do you fish at all?
Well, I fish. Yeah. Well, yeah. Once a year.
Why once a year?
For a week.
For a week once a year? Why a week once a year?
Yeah, once a year. I go to Canada in the spring.
You do?
Yeah.
To fish?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I go with
just for 1 week, though. What week? Is it the same week every year?
Just about. It's about the first week in June.
Yeah. Is it a tradition in your family, or is it?
Well, it's a tradition, yes. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
1 week, just 1 week?
One
is
week.
It always in Canada?
Yeah, it's always been in Canada.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Fishing? Never thought of fishing since you live here, fishing down here?
Or? Well, I don't have any time down here.
But in Canada, you have time.
You have time when you're going to Canada, but you don't have time
it's
when you're here.
You have more time in Canada than you would down here. A lot of room to have time up there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what do you catch in Canada that you couldn't catch down here if you ever decided to change your...
I don't know, you know. You could probably catch it down here, too, but...
Yeah. Well, do you catch anything?
In Canada? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. We catch walleyes.
We got them down here, man.
Bass.
Yeah, they're down here. They're all... They can go in here and catch it.
Yeah, but they're not Canadian walleyes. You got to go to the Canadian. You got to get a Canadian walleye. You can't get a Canadian walleye here.
They could pass. They could pass for a Canadian walleye. What? I'm sorry?
They have an accent.
Oh. Well, they say a boot instead of a
mouth. Yahe, you know,
oh,
hey.
Yahe. You got a Yahe walleye.
I got a
Yahe. A wall Yahe. A wall Yahe.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great talking with you, and I'm going to go back to Earth now. What's your name again? What's your name?
Ron Heinrichs.
Ron Heinrichs. Very nice talking to you, Ron. You're a good man. You know, I haven't understood one thing so far in today's show, but maybe out there, if you have, you can drop me a note. Let me know what it was you understood. We're going to play the What Do You Know? Oh, I never gave anyone this thing to read here. It's kind of important. I'm a little discombobulated after, you know, the holidays and stuff. So I want to read the four disclaimers on today's show. Otherwise, I'll just pass this out as a mimeograph. Here, I'll hand it to you. And then you walk right down here to the aisle. Thank you so much for doing that. Do you need reading glasses or anything?
No.
Okay. How come your eyes are so good? You had LASIK? I get lazy once in a while, too, but I don't. It doesn't affect my eyes so much. You got lazy eyes?
No, LASIK.
Oh, LASIK! I said you had a lazy eye. Okay, if you would just turn around here. Don't keep turning around. Just We're not playing pin the tail on the donkey here. Yeah, what is your name?
Judy.
Judy, are you from around here? Judy?
Yes, Monona.
Oh, that's close. You ever go fishing out there?
No.
You'd rather go to Canada, would you?
Yes, they're nicer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you this.
Oh, thank you. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. At the 7-Eleven, the kid changed... Oh, sorry. At the 7-Eleven, the kid charged me $800,000 for a Powerball ticket.
Pick other person to laugh at that.
Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, the member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
That was wonderfully well done, pulling you out like that. Putting you on the spot. Wonderful job. All right, let's see the hands of those of you who care to extend them to indicate an interest in the What Do You Know quiz. Okay, I see one hand. I think I'll pick you. I'll pick you. Yes, yes, no, you. Yes, fine. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for caring. You're caring, sharing?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you care more than you share?
Probably.
Or equal amounts?
Probably care more than I share.
Care more than you share. That makes sense to me. And you are?
Marie.
Marie, of course, Marie. A form of...
Tested the wall, or asked about the wall.
Yeah. Marie, of course, is a form of May.
May, Maria, Mary, Margaret, yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe not. This is the one I met, actually. Marie.
Yes.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz. What qualifies you to play the White Oak quiz? One good thing. Or a bad thing, even. I don't care.
I'm actually a little afraid that I'm not going to get anything right. I thought more people would raise their hands.
So you want to combat your fear?
Yes, I want to combat
combating your fear of not getting one thing right. Yeah, come on right up there. Marie, careful on these steps. They are not. They were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. They can't really. They can't really walk on them because they are not made for human feet.
No right angles.
That's a stuffed nothing. Well, it's supposed to be an emu or something.
Okay.
It's a, what do I call those monkeys? Silver bullet, whatever they call them. Marie, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, are you from around here?
Fitchburg.
Oh, Fitchburg.
6 miles away.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
How are things out there then?
How's good. The weather out there in Canada.
Fitchburg? They have the same weather as us?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
A little wind, but stronger.
Cold rain all day and night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 degrees tomorrow.
8 degrees in Fitchburg? Mm-hmm. So it's 37, 38 here.
Today.
Where does it divide there? Probably at the Beltline.
It's the Beltline. When you go over the Beltline, it drops dramatically.
It's like Lake Michigan, the Beltline. For some reason, keeps the warm air circulating.
Beltline effect.
Madison. And
instead of Lake Effect.
Beltline. Lake Effect, yeah. And what do you do in life as we know it?
Healthcare, IT consultant.
So you are caring and sharing.
I am, actually.
Professionally and personally.
Yes. Yes, I don't want people to think I don't share or care.
That's very good. I bet you've always been a caring, sharing person. And then you went into healthcare, which isn't usually, you know, considered to be caring and sharing. But with you, I'm sure it is. They're lucky to have you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You can ask my husband if I'm caring or sharing.
Do you ever fish in Canada or anything like that? You fish?
No, I'm not a fisher.
No.
My idea of fishing is the little row eggs. I don't even want to touch a worm. And then you, like, have a book and a... Can I say beer? Beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say beer? Where do you think you are? Gone. Where is Fitchburg located?
I know.
Can I say beer?
Having a book and a beer while the rod is pretending to fish itself, you know.
And you're fishing with sushi?
No, have you ever seen those little eggs that you put on instead of...
You put eggs
bait?
on a hook?
Yeah.
Hard-boiled?
You know how big... I'll draw them for you. Here, there's a piece of sushi. They are those little red things?
They're... Here, draw one a little bit. Draw one.
Yeah, you
bigger.
Draw it there, because I...
They're
I
more like...
Mine are very small.
They're more like that size.
Oh, come on. That's. Are you sure that's roe?
I think so.
Is it?
Aren't they? People?
I get that on my... Something that big on my sushi, I'm sending it back.
Salmon eggs? Is that what they are?
Salmon eggs.
Salmon eggs.
They're tasty, by the way. You should just eat them.
I am not a fish person of any sort.
You're not even eating them?
No.
In self-defense?
Would you eat them? No. If one attacked me, I'd fight back, but I wouldn't eat it.
Well, what do you do for fun, then, if you don't fish so much? What do you like to do?
Drink beer. Watch the Packers.
Can you say that? Drink beer.
Drink beer, watch the Packers, play fantasy football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to know if Pierre... played in a fantasy league.
Oh, yeah, I should have asked him that.
Yeah. I lost this year.
Let's get him back online from Paris, France. Pierre, I know where he is now. I meant to ask him what actually, lots of stuff about himself. I didn't get a chance to. Okay, and so you know how the quiz works? So someone out there plays with you and plays along with you. I don't mean plays. And joins you, that you are a team. Come on, you ever make a mistake? Never did you?
Wow.
She never made a mistake.
Are you asking me?
What?
You were looking at them.
I know. She's, you know, I made a mistake in saying something.
I make mistakes.
Oh, yeah, that's what they all say, but they never admit one. My wife says it. Oh, I'm wrong oftentimes. Right. Many's the time I've been wrong. Right.
Okay. You just were never there for it.
Huh?
You just were never there for it, right?
I never witnessed it. Okay. So out there plays along with you, and that works. How does that work there, Stephanie Lee? Definitely.
If people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial.
Stephanie Lee, you had a nice Cancun vacation.
I did. I had a wonderful vacation with my family.
And it was all-inclusive.
It was. It was all-inclusive, which didn't mean much for my family because we don't drink a lot. We don't really eat a lot either. Yeah. So
why? You could have got
missed out on all the benefits.
You could have got
that.
A non-inclusive and saved some money.
Probably.
Because you don't do anything.
Yeah. The benefit of that, though, was that my brother and I did do tequila shots together.
That's
we probably
nice.
Wouldn't have done
that's
that otherwise.
That's drinking.
Bonding.
Sorry, can I say tequila?
Bonding. Just read whatever you're going to read.
Sure.
Will you please?
If people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 800-942-5669 and answer this qualifying question.
Oh, geez.
Oh, I was distracting.
All right, here, if you're listening to the quiz, maybe you'll know this. I don't know. I mean, the monologue. Made another mistake. Okay? What is that, two? Let's keep trying. Sure.
Three.
How has South Korea responded to North Korea's H-bomb is the question. Let's see if anyone out there knows. Let's go to the phones right now. What's it? Did you give the number?
I did. That number again, 800-942-5669.
Hey, Pat.
Good morning, Michael.
Or you prefer Patrick?
Yes, please.
Okay, sorry.
It's two syllables that I can hear it better in a crowd.
Are you in a crowd right now, Patrick?
No, I'm just sitting at home in the dining room. This is Patrick, the Nogite guy.
Oh, how are you, Patrick?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I can't kick. I just got a new knee replaced.
Oh, you did?
Looking forward to traveling again.
Yeah.
And
are you sitting on Naugahyde right now, Patrick, as we speak?
I believe so.
You should know, man. I mean, you take scratch it with your...
I'm retired now.
I know. Patrick, how has South Korea responded to North Korea's H-bomb?
Well, they said it wasn't even an H-bomb at all.
And I'm afraid that's not an entire answer, Patrick.
Well, before you let me go, I got something else to tell you.
Oh.
On the Powerball thing?
Powerball, yeah.
9 years ago, I won it.
I know you did. You were a lottery winner.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't nearly this big, so I got tickets for tonight. Anyway.
Okay. Did it change your life, Patrick?
Yes. But
did you go to Leather from Naugahyde?
I was already retired, but no, we still live in the same house and everything, so.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for talking.
Nice talking to you. I haven't seen you in a while. Good to hear from you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Susan, we're going to run out of time here, aren't we? So we'll carry this over to the next hour, which really infuriates everyone along the line. But don't worry about it. We're happy with each other, right? We're good with one another, right? Life happens. So I make another mistake. So it's a big mistake, network mistake. Big deal. Where's my career going from here? Nowhere.
Are you going to jot that down as a mistake?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't put that down yet. Yeah, right. Ran over on it. That's three so far. I counted three. I think there's another mistake, possibly.
There are no mistakes, Michael. Only happy accidents.
Who said that?
Bob Ross, I think, said that.
Occasions for improvement.
Okay. We should probably just pause here then, and we'll come back to this.
Sure.
I got Susan on the line here.
Yeah, let's see if Susan knows
Susan?
The answer.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fine, Michael.
What was South Korea's response to North Korea's H-bomb? Rather unconventional.
I think they set up loudspeakers at the border and started playing pop music.
Pop music that sounded like this?
Yeah.
I knew it wouldn't happen. Okay, I want you to hang on there because you're qualified for the quiz, but we got to go do a little break here.
Okay, I'm going to hang on for sure.
All right, I'll put you on hold.
That
perfect. Work? I put on hold? Should I?
Yeah.
Yes?
Oh, yes. I can listen to the music either way.
Okay, good.
All right, so we'll come back then in the second hour with Susan and Marie.
Yes.
Sounds good.
All right.
Don't
you have a copy to read here? Are you still high in that one drink with your brother?
Hey, Feldman fans, escape the winter chills and join us in Jacksonville on Saturday, February 20th. We'll be at the Florida Theater for a live broadcast of What Do You Know? Ticket information is available at notmuch.com. Looking to keep the laughs going? Click over to notmuch.com. You can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
I think Olivia Munn was a mistake, too. Did I count that as a mistake? Talking about Olivia Munn, no? Okay. It's not a real phone, so don't be...
Pick it up
live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.
I grew up on these.
Bastian Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, a new batch of Thanks for the Memos, all the news that is, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who lets his dog graze on public lands, Michael Feldman.
Yeah, come to think of it, he does. But I don't make a big deal about it. I wouldn't go sit in there in a park shelter and demand it. My dog just does it. We live next to a park, and she grazes there. Like some little bunny droppings. They do. Oh, is that a mistake? Are you calling that a mistake?
Are they bunny droppings or are they goose droppings?
No, not the goose droppings. She doesn't like those.
Say how big
they look like those. Cigar ashes.
The goose ones do, yeah.
Yes, they do.
You're right.
I once mistook it for a cigar ash. I poked around looking for the rest of it. But, what? Okay. How are you? Pretty good then. Susan should be on the line with us now. Susan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm good. How's the weather in Oklahoma City?
It's actually a little cold for us. There's snow on the ground, but it didn't stick to the pavement. But certainly stuck to everything above the pavement.
Okay, I was just thinking that's like an oxymoron. It's snow on the ground, but it didn't stick to the pavement. It's kind of
it's Oklahoma. It sticks to the grass before it sticks to the pavement.
Okay, and what do you do down there, Susan?
I am actually a physician assistant. I'm a PA. I work pediatrics.
Oh, yeah, that's what everybody's doing that these days. Is that a good job? Is it a good gig?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Because there's no heavy lifting, but you get all the credit.
Well, you know, my phone's not the one that rings in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good.
That's cool. And where do you do that?
Down on the south side, private practice, pediatrician, Dr. Donna Johnson. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Donna Johnson, a good plug there. That'll help you out, too, back at the office.
She's good. We got all the patients we need. It's all good.
Okay, good. Susan, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Susan.
Yeah.
Hi.
She's in healthcare, too.
Oh, yes, I heard. HIT. HI.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
HIT.
Michael.
What? God, did it again. That's four.
You did it again.
I've never heard of that.
It's not my record. Believe me, I'm way below my record. HIT, is that what they call it?
Health Information Technology.
Obviously someone's going to say that. It's not just me. What are you in? I'm HIT. Yeah, I bet you're in deep HIT. You know, it's not just me.
Okay, all right.
All right. Do you work as a team now and collaborate? Okay. Did you bond enough here?
Yeah.
Or you want to drink shots with her? Really, you know.
Oh, I definitely drink some shots.
I've got a water shot in front of me. I can do that.
No, that won't work. All right, the two of you, Susan and Marie, here are a team. Collaborate, because it's a cooperative sort of thing. We share and care here. What do you know? And various categories, have we not?
We do. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
And who drinks shots with their brother? What is that? What is with your family?
Oh, I like my brother.
I guess, but I like my brother. I wouldn't drink a shot with him necessarily. Hear his whole life story. I know it already.
When in Mexico, Michael.
I guess. Okay. Did you say the categories?
I did.
Okay. All right. Susan, would you like one of those categories you just heard?
Sure.
That's a mistake?
It's five. Yeah, let's go with
five
people.
So far. People. Okay.
Yeah.
I never counted my mistakes. I'm never going to do a show again after tabulating all people. All right, talk this over. Percentage of Texans who said they would or would they either they would definitely or would consider a taco cleanse diet. Taco cleansing.
Oh, Marie, they're Texans. It could be anything.
It's rather high. Is it 67%, 73%, or 86% of Texans said yeah they'd go for that taco cleanse?
Susan, have you ever heard of a taco cleanse?
As a matter of fact, I have. It's vegan and vegetarian. It's no carnivore, but no meat. But
it
was on the news last night.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
But I didn't hear anything about Texans. But God, they're not the smartest.
I think
a
Texans
is
like
their meat.
You say
this as an Oklahoman, so you're taking a grain of salt there.
I think a Texans is liking their meat and growing cattle and stuff like that.
Let's go with the middle.
The middle one?
Yeah, what do you think?
Sure.
73%? Yes, 73% would.
Great.
Start right on that. I like a good burrito cleanse myself. Burrito cleansing is the way I go.
Oh, my.
Well, and if you get it from Chipotle...
Good point. You get the full cleanse with the Chipotle. Thank you for that.
A pre-colonoscopy kind of a cleanse.
Oh, come on, stop it.
Sorry, went too far.
Lawsuit.
Oh, so that was one right, zero wrong.
Ask her one question, she takes over the show. This is the way it works.
The remaining categories are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Marie.
How about things we should have learned in school?
Okay, how about that? Yes, I have that here. Speaking of Donald Trump, the Greek term demagogue, from demos and agagos, or agogos, means what? Demagogue.
He joined the wrong party? I don't know.
No, demagogue, it's a Greek. No. It's from the Greek.
So it's either...
Demos.
You're a demigod. You're either above, like a...
A demigod? Yeah. No.
Like a super...
Demagogue.
Oh, you're talking about demagogue.
Demagogue. Did I say demigod? No, I wouldn't say that.
Sorry.
Speaking of Donald Trump,
I don't think. I can't hear.
Demagogue.
Demagogue. Okay, so do we have choices for an answer?
No, they should have learned this in school. Demagogue. Oh. Someone is a demagogue.
So I think it would be someone who's kind of like a tyrant?
Either that or... an egotistical person who speaks a lot?
You're describing Donald Trump. That's not really the question. So
I'm leaning toward tyrant.
Okay.
Okay, I'll agree with Marie.
I don't think that's quite it. It means someone who appeals to popular desires and prejudices. So it's a demagogue. Appeals
okay.
to, you know.
Gosh.
Build a wall.
Okay.
Who's going to pay for it?
Rats.
Mexico.
I should have learned.
Right. That's going to happen. Is it? No. Okay. Sorry.
Because I didn't learn it in school or after.
What? Okay, so that would be...
That's one right, one wrong. The remaining categories are current events, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Susan, back to you.
Okay, I'll take science.
She'll take science, and I got it right. I got a lot of science here. Science is one of my favorite categories. The smaller the chameleon, like my mother used to say, the smaller the chameleon, A, the quicker the tongue, B, the quicker the color change, or C, the better the mating.
I don't know.
It's not like I write these.
How would they even quantify the better the mating?
Well, just leave it out then if you don't quantify that. I think that's the easiest one to quantify, to tell you the truth.
So the faster the tongue, the faster the color change?
Yeah, the quicker the color change.
I was thinking quicker color change, too.
Yeah.
Or the quicker the tongue.
We're going to go with quicker color change.
Oh, yeah. No, or we could, you know, that small tongue.
Or the better the mating.
Really
I suppose that's a choice, personal choice for chameleons.
Well, I leaned the wrong way last time. Susan, do you have
as far as if the
preference?
Mating is better or not?
Maybe the tongue.
You're not paying any attention, are you?
Yeah,
tongue?
I know.
What do you think about your life?
Okay.
Chameleon, color change,
what?
I don't know.
All right, we're agreeing with Susan's she's saying the quicker the tongue.
Yes, the quicker the tongue, that's right.
Okay.
Whoa, yeah. Smaller ones have quicker tongue. I found that to be true. Yeah. By the way, the tongue of a chameleon is 2.5 times its body length.
Wow.
And it accelerates up to 2,590 meters per second squared.
That's pretty quick.
Do the math.
I'm just stunned on the 2.5 times its body length part.
Yeah, me too.
It's easy to be stunned just on that.
If you're me.
The acceleration is what gets you.
That's 2 right.
Okay.
1 wrong.
Okay.
Remaining categories are current events, places, and odds and ends.
Marie?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. All right. Who has the most hair? Squirrels, bees, or butterflies?
Bees are pretty hairy.
They are pretty hairy.
Yeah. They all have hairs. You can't see them. You know, you never
right.
see, man, that's a hairy butterfly.
Squirrel would be kind of too obvious.
You,
it's probably
if you could look at
the small
them
ones.
Real close, you'd see hairs.
On a butterfly?
Yeah. I kid you not.
Squirrels, we haven't talked about squirrels.
Butterflies.
Butterflies.
Bees are butterflies?
Yeah, butterflies.
Butterflies.
Yeah.
Interesting.
More
Susan's
bees.
Been right.
Butterflies?
Butterflies.
I didn't think of butterflies.
I was thinking bees, but you've been right before.
Bees. Yeah. Bees. Yeah, that's what I said before.
Butterflies?
Butterflies we could do.
He's leading us to butterflies.
I think.
So we're going let's go with butterflies.
Butterflies? Butterflies?
Butterflies.
You can see his face, Marie. Is he really saying that? Or is he just kind of not really
right now, he's
that?
Trying to look incredibly innocent.
Trying
and I think failing.
I was just trying to look
nice. Let's go with butterflies.
I don't know how to look innocent. What?
We're going to go with butterflies.
Butterflies is right. Congratulations. Yay. 10 billion hairs.
Thank you, 10 billion hairs
on a butterfly. Count them if you don't believe me. Like they won the lottery of hair.
Marie, you can get your daily fix of favorite internet comics all in one place and no pesky advertising with a 3-month subscription to Go Comics Go Pro from Universal UClick. Susan, you'll wake up with enthusiasm every day drinking Stephen Brews breakfast blend coffee and keep that New Year's resolution to enjoy life more with tasty Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. Coffee done right. And each of you can celebrate 30 years of timeless radio levity and shameless innuendo wearing the XXX What Do You Know t-shirt. Not much since 1985. And keep the good times going with What Do You Know the Party Game, including cards, questions, contestants, and of course, the ageless Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing.
That's the only one that's
available exclusively at notmuch.com. Yeah. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank
nice
you.
Job. It's here for Susan. Nice job. It's here for you. Here's for Susan. Hang on. We'll make sure you get that. Thanks for playing.
You bet.
Good
Thank
job.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye. Put her on hold again. I love putting Susan on hold. Was any hit the button? There she is again. Isn't that nice? Well, you know, each week at this time. Thank you. We honor a town, a village, a burg, a municipality, Fitchburg, anywhere. And with our title of the week, here is Stephanie Lee, most definitely.
Thank you, Michael. Known locally as Little Sweden, USA, Lindsborg, Kansas sits nearly in the heart of the state, about 2 hours west of Topeka. Lindsborg is part of McPherson County and houses a vast and proud Swedish heritage. Oh. Pastor Olaf Olsson led a group of
Is he Swedish?
He sounds Swedish to me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Pastor Olaf Olsson led a group of Swedish immigrants that settled the town in the late 19th century. The town was named after three founding members who were part of a Chicago-based Swedish Farmers Coalition.
What were their names?
I can't wait to tell you, Michael. Lind, Lindgren, and Lindahl.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
That's like a Swedish law firm.
Oh, yeah, it does. In 1879, the railroad was finished and the town officially incorporated into a city.
Yeah.
2 years later, Bethany College was established in the city. Bethany also has the legendary Swedish Pavilion.
Huh.
Built for the St. Louis World Fair of 1904, the Ferdinand Boberg Pavilion was moved to Bethany shortly thereafter. Huh. It was used as a classroom, library, and even a museum until 1969, when it was moved to the McPherson County Old Mill Museum and honored in 1973 by being added to the National Historic Register.
What this pavilion, what was in it at the fair?
I actually don't know. What was in it at the fair?
Swedish things?
I don't know. We'll have to ask our Town of the Week person when we call them.
Okay. So your inquiry didn't go into what was in the building, just the fact that there was a very famous building?
Correct.
But
my
we
apologies.
Made the extra step there and gone into what was in the...
I should have. I got carried away with the other parts of my research.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just giving me a hard time. That's what I do.
I can actually share some of the things I did research in just a moment.
Okay. Yeah, good comeback. Thank you.
Lindsborg is home to many memorable city events, including Waffeldagen, International Waffle Day.
Waffeldagen?
Waffeldagen, correct. Waffle. So an interesting side note about Waffle Day, or Waffeldagen. The name comes from Varfrudagen. Yeah. Which means Our Lady's Day in Swedish.
Oh, kidding.
So it sounds a lot like Waffeldagen, which means waffle day. And so because of that, in Sweden, waffle day is actually celebrated on the Christian holiday of Annunciation, while in the U.S., it's celebrated on the date of the U.S. patent on the waffle iron.
So that's a religious observation on the waffle?
Waffeldagen in Sweden is the Annunciation. But in the U.S., it's International Waffle Iron.
Do they put a waffle iron up on the...
I don't know. That would be something.
Whatever that podium is called. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm just talking to myself, really. You don't have to answer anything I say.
So in addition to Waffeldagen, Lindsborg and Bloom and Millfest are other memorable city events. But the crown jewel festival has to be the biennial Svensk Hyllningsfest. Since 1940...
Your Swedish is good.
Thank you.
I think. It sounds like Swedish anyway.
I'm trying very hard. You can ask whoever we call to see if...
Svensk what?
Svensk Hyllningsfest. Svensk Hyllningsfest. Try to say that three times fast. Since 1941, every October of odd-numbered years, the town puts together a celebration of its Swedish heritage with Swedish music, dancing, and, of course, a smorgasbord.
Why just odd-numbered years?
Because the funding of this particular holiday, they could only do it every other year. And so they decided just the odd-numbered ones. There's also a costume contest, parade, a run, and a giant game of Coob. Have you ever played Coob, Michael?
No, maybe I have. I don't know. What is it?
It's a traditional Nordic lawn game. It sounds like some people in the audience might know. It's similar to horseshoes or bocce ball, but you play it with wooden cubes.
Oh,
it's quite fun. So, yeah, maybe in the summer we can play a game of Coob, Michael.
We'll do shots and play Coob.
Sounds wonderful. Tequila and Coob, a multicultural event. Famous residents include artist Birger Sonsen, whose work is showcased in the local art museum, Russian chess grandmaster Anatoly Karpov. The town is
How did Karpov get in there?
I don't know. He lives in Lindsborg.
Okay.
The town is still 30% Swedish and houses several souvenir shops in town where you can pick up a dala horse of any size. And the locals...
Pick up a dollar horse?
A dala horse. D-A-L-A.
A horse for a dollar?
D-A-L-A. It's a type of woodwork where they carve a horse out of wood and then they paint it in various colors.
You know, I didn't even realize you were Swedish until this moment.
I actually do really love the country of Sweden and some of its cultural...
I know, and the men. I think you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, so the only reason I've ever played Coob, I dated a Swedish man once.
Now we're getting down to it.
But yeah, dala horses. Side note, I also collect dala horses. I meant to bring
one. And Swedish men.
No, not Swedish men. Just the dala horses.
What is it again? I'm sorry.
It's a wooden... It can be a horse. I actually have a dala pig that an ex-boyfriend gave me. So this is coming out very badly. But so a dala horse...
Well, did it end badly? I don't know. You didn't, never told
me
about
it. It didn't end well. Dala horse, wooden horse, painted in wonderful patterns.
Okay.
And the locals will always cheer on the Bethany College Terrible Swedes. So, welcome to Little Sweden, USA, otherwise known as our Town of the Week.
Very nice. Very nicely done. Beautiful. And the terrible Swedes, they can say that because they are. If this were a Norwegian town and they played, they said they called their team the terrible Swedes, that would be something else again. We've been calling randomly. Lyle has been just putting numbers together. And he got Lindsborg, Kansas, and Kathy Richardson online with us right now. Let's say hello to Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Michael, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Is Richardson a Swedish name?
Richardson. I'd like to say Lind Richardson, but it's not true. It's just Richardson.
Richardson. Are you married to a Swede?
I'm married. My husband is Jim Richardson. He and I have a gallery here in Lindsborg.
Well, you do. Is any of it Swedish? A gallery, a Swedish gallery?
We find a way to work the Swedish thing into what we do. and I think we have Swedish steamship tokens made into jewelry. We have, Swedish gems and minerals made into jewelry. Uh-huh. So we work it in.
Yeah. And you celebrate, what is that again?
Hillingsfest?
Yeah, the Hillingsfest.
Yeah, Svensk Hillingsfest. I think that was a marvelous pronunciation, by the way.
Thank
She's
you.
Very good.
Yes. Yes, we do. We are all about it. I have my costume, as does everybody who works in our gallery, and we become little Swedish gals for the day.
Yeah? How does that work for you?
Well, it works pretty good, actually, I think. I think we're not Swedish by birth, and we weren't born in Lindsborg, but we're learning, you know, we're learning the Swedish thing and enjoying it, too.
You have to adjust, no matter. Have you lived in other places and had to adjust to different nationalities?
Oh, yeah. We lived in Denver for many years and chose to come back to our home state of Kansas.
Yeah.
And we chose Lindsborg because it's an interesting place, and it has this interesting international aspect to it.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way.
Yeah.
And do you play Coob?
You know, I have experimented with it.
What
one
sort
of
experiments?
Our friends is the Coob Master, Craig Lofton.
Craig Lofton is the Coob Master?
He's the Coob Master in our town.
Is that an appointed or an elected position?
Oh, it's just I'll do that.
Oh.
so much of what happens in Lindsborg is...
I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Or this is a good idea. I'll do that.
That makes sense. And what are the duties of the Coob Master?
The Coob Master puts on the Coob tournaments, usually one at Midsummer's, and then other Coob games at various, you know, public events during the year, and then trying to get that worked into Svensk Hillingsfest too. We just look for an opportunity in the nice weather to play a bit of Coob. We demonstrate it also for people who come to festivals in Kansas, show them how to play, and anybody can play.
Yeah. How did the Swedes happen to come to Lindsborg? You probably said this, but I was so taken with your accent.
It really is a very interesting thing, because we have visited the church and seen the pulpit from which this minister in the Värmland province of Sweden said, you know, we're going to go to America. We're going to try something new. We are going to, we're going to break out, and we're going to do this. Who's with me? Mm-hmm. And about 200 people, 250 people went with him.
Out of how many?
Well, I don't know. It's not a very big church, so it might have been a lot of people who were able to travel.
Sure.
And they left Värmland and came to New York and went through Ellis Island and then came to Chicago and found some land and then rode the railroad all the way out to Salina, Kansas. And then they got their wagons and their essentials, and they rode on down to Coronado Heights, which is a town, the hill outside our town. Mm-hmm. And this is the area that they wanted to settle in. And from my observations, these are people who said, you know, we want more and we want to do it ourselves. Mm. And that's what kind of inspires me to just go ahead and roll up my sleeves and learn how to be a Swede. Because that's the part of it, the arts, the music, the woodworking,
plus
the
I think
ironworking, everything that makes me, you know, excited to be here.
I know. And I think we should be allowed to choose our nationality.
You know,
I'm not saying I wouldn't have chosen Jewish or, you know, Russian Jew. I probably would have. But it would be nice to have some options on the table, you know. And I think Swedish should be a very good one, I think.
I've always thought
Swedish?
I wanted to be Jewish.
John? Yeah.
John, our piano player, John, here now is Swedish. And you would have chosen it, I believe, right?
Yeah, after listening to all of this,
Yeah. And the fact that she likes Swedish men, that's a...
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, that's a plus. And okay. And is this an odd year or an even year?
2015 was the odd year.
2015. So you just had a Svensk Hillingsfest.
We just had one, and we're so tired now that we can only have it again in 2017. And then, of course, 2019 is our 150th anniversary.
Oh, that's a special Svensk
Hillingsfest. So that's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a gala Svensk Hillingsfest.
Centennial.
Oh, no, I can't say that. With the other Svenskas in there, with the sesquicentennial Svenskfest, Goodenfest,
you know, and
it's impossible to say that.
I'm terribly impressed that we've gotten as far as we have.
Well, that's Stephanie Lee, because she's good with languages.
Yeah, well.
She can speak any language.
Yeah.
She speaks in tongues occasionally. I don't know what she's saying, but it's very impressive to see.
This sounds creative and cool.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for speaking with us. It was very interesting, and nice to hear from you and learn about a little about Lindsberg. We have something for you for being so nice.
We do. So, Kathy, we'll be sending you the best of the Badger State with handcrafted cheeses made the old-fashioned way without artificial, unnatural ingredients from Cedar Grove Cheese in Plain, Wisconsin.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Thanks, Kathy. I'm going to put you on hold here so we get a mailing address for you and everything.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, all.
Right. From Lindsberg, Kansas, our Tom of the Week, Kathy Richardson. A Swedish name, by the way. All right. So you want to do this thing here?
Absolutely.
Where you pick someone to throw the dart?
Yes. Is there anyone out there that would like to throw the dart to determine our next town of the week? Okay, I saw a hand back there. Do you want to come on up?
The microphone. We need the microphone here. So we can. Yeah, John. Why don't you go out there and mic her, John? Give us something to do.
Well, do what to her?
Mic her.
Mic her.
Mic her. Technical term. All right, you do it now. Take it out there.
Yours.
Meet her along the way there.
Thank you. All right, come on up.
I'm putting it on as a mistake.
For our volunteer.
I'm adding you to my mistakes, so that's six.
Hi. What is your name? I'm Kristen. Kristen? Great. Have you thrown
Wait,
a dart before?
Ask you a little about her. You know, just what your name is. Kristen, great.
Where are you from?
I'm from Middleton.
Oh, wonderful. What do you do?
I'm HR manager at the university.
Oh, great. Okay, is this your first show?
Second.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right, have you thrown a dart before?
Much better.
Okay. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, then I'll just let you do your thing.
Okay, our rearranged map of the U.S. Kristen. Holy cow!
Oh, nice.
Do you want Lindsberg, to take a look at which Kansas. One it is? What are the odds on that?
What does that say?
Sweet town. No.
Is it Hartford or? North Carolina.
And look, you win a grand prize here. It's our basket of what do you know goodies that we couldn't give away. We got some Badger sore joint rub, 100% natural. We don't know what's in it. Possibly a Badger. And Albertville Tavern beer holders and all kinds of things. And you'll find all kinds of surprises all year round in that basket. Thank you very much. Enjoy that. That's a pretty good prize, actually. Okay. Where are we right now? Are we breaking?
No, we got to play some music first.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Hi, my name's...
Did you ever coob? Were your parents...
Like,
really Swedish earlier?
Not really. Point? No. Didn't come. My father's side is Swedish, but my great-grandfather was an immigrant.
But you never got into any sort of Swedish activities that you know of?
American football.
Rolfing. Is that
Rolfing? No.
Is that Swedish?
I'm familiar with it, but
is that Swedish? I don't know.
I think it is actually.
Oh, none of you are Swedish. Okay.
Coop? No, I'm not familiar with it.
Nothing.
No.
Okay.
No.
I never went to a Swedish festival or anything.
No.
Do this thing.
I've eaten waffles.
Okay. Did you have a waffle iron that you worshipped around the house?
No, I do. I think I do have a waffle iron, but I never use it. Messy to clean up.
All right, this is going nowhere. What's this little tune here then?
This is a tune called Tahiti.
Okay. Jeff Hammond on bass.
Gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
Okay. Let's see. Would you want to travel into space, David Veith from Middleton? I feel like I am traveling in space. I don't want to go any further than I am currently. We're rushing around. You think about it. Freaks me out when I think about it. Makes me want to sit down. So I don't know. David, you want to go into space?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. Short answer. Feel the same way. Who wants to go into space here? Any of you thought about actually doing? Naturally, your family would want to go into space.
The Bradys.
Your family is in space. I got news for you. Those are the ones with the little monkey up their shirts. Okay, no one else? Anyone sign on for the Mars death trip? You don't want to die on Mars? Yeah, no one signed up for that? Okay. All right. Astronaut training? Anyone ever tried that? Or... Okay, so everyone feels like I do. What?
Had the astronaut ice cream before.
Ah, steady. Okay. Oh, here's Molly Kilkenny. Not Irish, is it? Oh, yeah, Molly Kilkenny. I want to talk to you, because anyone named Molly Kilkenny, you want to talk to, right?
Yes,
you do. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, good. And what do you do in life as we know it?
Well, I still call myself a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard to call yourself a stay-at-home mom when your kids are in school all day.
Yeah. So you just stay at home waiting for them to come back.
I do. Otherwise, you might have to become a homemaker, which I think involves a lot more cleaning and cooking.
Carpentry.
Than I wanted to.
It involves carpentry if you're going to make a home, really.
So I just play with the toys when the kids aren't around.
Okay. Right. What's your secret passion, Molly?
My secret passion is actually I collect Pez dispensers.
That's a good secret passion because it's not really anything that could be fatal. It's not like sports, that extreme sports or something.
Right.
Yeah. How many do you have?
Well over 200.
What are some of the rarer ones?
My rarest one is probably an astronaut one that was made in the
60s. Yeah.
But what's funny about my most rarest ones is I keep those locked in a safe, so I don't even display those.
You do. We probably shouldn't be talking about it because someone might...
What? Whoops.
And besides, what else you got there? Famous ones.
Oh, famous ones?
Or,
rare ones.
Valuable ones.
There's one that's...
Safe. What's in the safe?
I'm not going to tell you everything in the safe. There's one called Mr. Ugly that I have that's kind of like a monster.
Oh.
That one's pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you had these appraised, your Pez dispensers?
Well, it's, supply and demand, so it's basically whatever they're going for on eBay.
Yeah. You buy them low and sell them high, or you buy them high and keep them high?
I just buy them and keep them.
Yeah. What, have you paid a lot of money for one of these?
Oh, well, my husband listens to the show, so I don't really want to say anything.
All right, I won't press any further on it.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Mary. Did you write this before we talked about it?
Of course I did. I wrote it.
Clairvoyant? You been have clairvoyance in the family?
Not that I know of. Not that I've heard.
Molly is an Irish nickname for Mary.
Whoa. There you go. There you go. So instead of that family having Mary this, Mary that, they could have had a Molly.
And who named you?
Mary.
Mary!
Mary. I named her Mary, but when I held her as the newborn baby, she didn't feel like a little Mary. She was and my aunt said, "Well, Molly is the Irish for Mary." So I just started.
Really creepy.
I know, and she hates it because on her birth certificate it does say Mary, which causes all kinds of problems because she's always gone by Molly.
Yeah.
Wow. So.
See what you started when you.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. And you're Mary. And what was your mother's name?
Louise.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Yep. That is uncanny.
Mary, Molly, Mary.
Crazy.
See, this show is so educational, you can deduct the cost of your ticket on your taxes as an educational expense. Okay? It all helps, believe me. All $5 or whatever you paid to get in here. I don't know. What are they going for now? $5 for seniors. Okay, then you shouldn't pay taxes at all, I think. Kathy Goltz from Helenville is here. The Goltzes are here. You're the Goltzes?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you all Goltzes here? Or where do the Goltzes start? Two Goltzes? Yeah?
Just two.
Come on down here, Goltzes, so I don't want to step on everyone. It's not a Goltz on the way. Okay. Hi, Kathy Goltz.
I should have told my kids to listen this morning, I guess.
Your kids?
Yeah.
You mean your school kids?
My husband listens every Saturday.
Mr. Goltz. What's Mr. Goltz?
What's Mr. Goltz?
I mean, what's his name?
Roy.
Roy. Hi, Mr. Goltz. Roy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. But you're a teacher, though, right?
I am.
Yeah. And this is a little confusing. You're a molder of minds. It says focusing on dead things.
Yes.
For sixth graders.
Yeah, I teach ancient civilizations. And the seventh grade teacher that teaches modern civilizations says that I just teach dead things.
Yeah. So you teach sixth graders about ancient civilizations. How does that go over?
It's actually awesome because I can teach the bare minimum And whatever they soak in, I can say I taught them that. So I can do all the fun stuff. I don't have to go into major.
I love it now, right? Because all this Thrones and all this stuff on TV. Huh? Thrones, well, Game of Thrones.
Right, and like video games.
A lot of it is an ancient sort of culture.
There is, yeah.
So you, what kind of school teaches that sort to sixth graders?
It, Janesville School District teaches.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
It's so much better than Beloit. You know, they get the downside all the time. It's always Beloit, Janesville.
Sure.
When it's not Janesville, Beloit.
It's getting to be pretty equal, I think. Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. Is that the only course you teach or the only subject?
Well, lucky this year, yes. I teach five subjects of social studies and one of advisory. So, yeah.
I don't know what your question is.
Well, it's a ridiculous question. Why were the mice blind, and why did the mean lady cut off their tails?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Mr. Goltz, do you have anything to add to any of this? Or?
No, I really don't have much to add.
Do you teach as well?
I do part-time teach. I teach computer classes.
But on a related story, he's a moon baby. He was actually born on the day the man walked on the moon. Isn't that so it's all coming around.
Coincidence? I don't think so. And someone won the lottery on that very day. Nice to meet you. The Goltzes, ladies and gentlemen, teaching ancient civilization to the very young. Are you going to bring the show to the UP? I'd love to. We've never somehow done it. Uper, because I love Upers. You got to love Upers. Are you Upers? Come on. I'll come in. I'll come to you, Upers. I won't make you. You've come far. No, you can stand up, though, if you would. That'd be fine. Oka, son-in-law, Uper. You're both Upers?
Born and raised. I live in De Pere, Wisconsin now.
In De Pere?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to leave the UP?
Only when he takes me down.
Do you need a visa? Do you need a visa to come from the UP to De Pere?
Some would suggest that you should have one. Yeah.
And where are you?
I'm from Powers, Michigan.
Powers. Right. Tell me where that is. I should know. I don't.
Not too far from Escanaba.
I know Escanaba.
Escanaba, the land of the red buck. That's an Indian word.
The land of the red buck is an Indian word?
No, Escanaba.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you for that. That's an education. Your name is?
Paul Larson.
Paul Larson and?
Josh Morrow.
Josh Morrow. Okay.
My son-in-law.
Son-in-law. Okay, that's
married
right.
To my baby.
Yeah. How's it working out so far from your?
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah, very well.
Yeah. Did you like the fact that he moved to De Pere, though?
Well, you have to go where there's work.
That's true.
The UP doesn't have a lot of work. You know.
What, I mean, what was your field? What is your field up there in the UP?
I was a science teacher, K through 12, science, kindergarten through 12.
Did you study the same sorts of science that we study down here in the UP?
Well, I like to hope so.
How's the fishing?
Lutefisk?
Can you actually catch a lutefisk in the UPC? I didn't realize that.
My dad used to buy 50 pounds at Christmas time.
Really, what a Christmas that was. You're not leaving this table to eat all 50 pounds of lutefisk. You still do that on Christmas? You still eat a lot of lutefisk? Or?
Not 50 pounds.
No. The kids probably don't like it so much.
Almost speechless.
Did your mom ever make the lutefisk?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So why do you buy 50 pounds? She's already made. I bet she was pretty upset when he came in the door with 50 pounds of lutefisk. She spent like a week soaking all her fish in lye, and her husband, oh, honey, you got 50 pounds of lutefisk for nothing.
Well, it sounds like you've had some experience, Michael.
With wives, yes.
No, have you ever had lutefisk?
I had it one time. I was up in, we were doing a show in Minnesota there at, where were we?
I don't know.
Yeah. And anyhow, someone brought some lutefisk on. And
well, the Swedish ski jumpers, when they come to Iron Mountain for the ski tournament, some of the local Swedes would always say, wow, we have lutefisk. This is radio, I guess, yeah.
They'd hold. He was holding his nose. And
they would hold up their nose and say, no, we don't eat that stuff. And they were from Sweden, you know.
So that's the thing. Is it Swedish or is it Norwegian?
Well, I have a Finnish friend who calls lutefisk Norwegian turkey.
What does he call it?
Norwegian turkey.
Oh, really? He calls it Norwegian what?
Turkey. My Finnish broke is not so great.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is Rudy Mackey.
Okay, Rudy Mackey.
Yeah, a famous ski jumper from Ishpeming.
Is he?
Yes. Yes.
There's a lot of ski jumping going on in Ishpeming, isn't there?
Well, there used to be.
There's a Porcupine Mountain, isn't that around you? Or
that's, quite a ways to the west. That's up by Ontonagon. You know what Ontonagon?
I went to Ontonagon one time on a ski trip.
That's where the Finlander wears his chok. Ontonagon.
Ontonagon, okay. We'll end on that joke. Okay. Nice to see you. Thank you. All right. Youpers. I never met a Youper. They're even nicer than Canadians, I think. They're like, the Youpers are like our Canadians. They're all very nice. They're like badgers, but without an axe to grind, you know? I love it. What? I will. Can you set it up? We need a station that carries the show. They're getting harder to find. Yeah, talk to me anytime. You betcha. Just say you're a Youper. Larson from the UP, and I'll talk to you. Okay, then, there. And I'm going to start. the quiz. We'll play the What Do You Know quiz right now, because it's a good chance to do it since this is the quiz time. And let's see if you want to play the quiz. Or you saw what happened last time. You think you can do that, and you feel like you want to, and you're interested in this young man here, because this is our future, ladies and gentlemen, like it or not. And hello, young man.
Hello. Hello.
Sorry to tell you our future. It's a lot of pressure, I know.
I know. It's hard to shoulder it all sometimes. You know.
How is our future going so far?
Oh, you know, just peachy, you know?
Good. The future looks good?
Sure. Bright as ever.
Okay. And you are?
Elliot Schultz.
Elliot, and where are you from?
Rockton, Illinois.
Rockton. We applaud anything. Doesn't matter. Rockton, Illinois. Elliot, one good reason you should play this quiz.
Well, because I'm the future of America.
Oh, yeah, of course. I handed you that one, didn't I, Elliot? Come on here, Hewitt. Come up on stage there on those Frank Lloyd Wright steps. Frank Lloyd Wrong. Okay, there you go. Have a sit down. Have a sit down there. You been in the UP, have you?
Yeah, actually, we went last summer on vacation.
No kidding. Yeah. Oh, that's great. What'd you see up there?
The best part, we saw this little tourist spot called the Mystery Spot, and it was...
Do you know that? You know the mystery spot? Yeah.
Oh.
What's the mystery about it?
Oh, apparently there's a gravitational phenomenon.
Oh, in the UP, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the pretty common thing, I guess, in a lot of the tourist areas.
Just in the UP, actually.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, and what happens there when you go there?
Well, they have this house, and, you know, the... It's hard to describe, but...
Oh, go ahead, try.
Sure. You have, like, ramps, and you put a ball on the ramp, right?
And it rolls down the ramp.
No,
that's,
no.
Wow, that's amazing.
No. It rolls up the ramp.
Oh, come on. It does not.
No,
rolls up the ramp?
I'm being completely serious.
In the UP?
I couldn't lie about this.
Is this every ramp in the UP, or just this one?
It's just this one particular spot, I think.
Holy cow.
I know. It was crazy.
That's amazing. You could stay there just rolling balls up a ramp all day.
I almost did. I almost did.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to leave.
Mr. Larson, are you familiar with that?
I never went there, but I heard.
Yeah. Do you have a ramp up there where you live? And does a ball go up a ramp where you live?
No,
I'm telling you, it was a special place.
What else happens in that house besides the ball? That's good.
Yeah. Well. There was
things float in the air or anything like that. Or?
There was lots of ghosts. I'm kidding. That wasn't a thing. But
yeah. Okay. All right. So that's enough, Ellie. I think a ball up the ramp is enough. I don't want to press you. Well, and what do you do in life, as we know it, besides traveling?
I am a student at the University of Illinois.
You are. Mm-hmm. And studying
math, secondary education.
Good man.
Sure.
Come on, people. Just because you hated math doesn't mean everything else will. Well, that's really good. That's good. So high school math is what you want to teach?
Yeah, high school, middle school, we'll see. Yeah, probably high school.
It'll make it real interesting, I feel.
I hope so, yeah.
And what year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, you're seven? Still a young future. Right. A young future.
Got a couple of years still.
Looking very good. Looking good. Okay, and are you from? You're from Illinois originally? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Okay. I've grown up. Well, I was born in North Carolina, but only lived there for a year. Yep. But
until you were one?
In the same place. Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah. And you decided to move because you didn't.
Yeah. You know, the job opportunity.
What a prodigious
there.
1 year old you must have been. Move out of North Carolina on your own.
Yeah. You know, I just couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's great. It's great. And why are you in Madison for some occasion or other?
Well, for one thing, Madison's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous.
Well, Rockton isn't the Chopped River.
we're really close to Beloit, actually. Now that
Beloit's not Chopped. Well, Beloit is Chopped River mostly. Beloit's very nice.
We're big public radio listeners, and just like.
So you came for the show?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man.
Sure.
I appreciate that. The future is nice. The future is very nice. Thanks, Elliot. And some out there plays along with you. You know the quiz works and all that.
Well, I watched it once, so here we go.
All right. And how does this happen?
If people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 800-942-5669 and answer this qualifying question.
Oh, glad you said that. Cats and cucumbers, what's the deal? Is the question. Okay, so call in there and tell us that's the question. Cats and cucumbers, what's the deal? This is a very contemporary kind of. I'm trying to be more contemporary. Making all these references about the Lusitania and so forth, I thought would not do it for me. So this is a kind of contemporary thing here. Cats and cucumbers, what's the deal? Let's go to the phones. Did you give the number? Yes, you did. I'm sure you did. You give it again.
Sure. It's 800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
There you go. Let's go to Jay in Columbus. So, hi. Hey, Jay. Hey, Jay. Hey, Jay in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Jay. Oh, Jay. Oh, Jay. Oh, Jay in Columbus. Jay. Oh. Here's Elizabeth in Central South Carolina. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
Hey. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Are you in the... Good, thank you. Are you in central part of South Carolina or central the place?
Well, I live in Central South Carolina near Clemson.
Oh, you do.
And our Tigers, our football, Clemson University.
Yeah, right.
They were the ACC champs.
Yeah, and they're playing the championship game.
Yes.
is that today or?
That's Monday.
Monday, yeah. Are you excited or not?
Oh, yeah. I work for Clemson, so I'm real excited.
Oh, you do? Yeah. We've been down there a couple of times. We've done shows down there. It's a really great place.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful town.
Yeah. And so this is pretty exciting. Is there like a general frenzy going on in town?
Yes. We kicked off the Tigers going yesterday from campus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the football team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So describe the scene, the scenario. Hundreds of cheering fans in orange.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
orange, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're orange.
Lots of them.
Yeah.
The whole town.
Yeah. Okay. All y'all were there.
Yep, we all were there.
Okay. Thanks for describing it. Elizabeth, I wish you guys well. I hope you guys do.
I hope
you take it.
Thank you.
Okay. Elizabeth, cats and cucumbers, what's the deal?
I know. I don't know, but let's see. Give me a hint.
viral videos.
They're top on YouTube.
They're what?
Are they the top watched on YouTube?
I don't know. Might be. That's not exactly what I'm getting at. But what's the deal with cats and cucumbers themselves? Cats themselves and cucumbers themselves.
Or I'm itself. Sorry. I didn't get that.
Okay. All right. I'm afraid you don't have it though, Elizabeth.
But, oh yeah, I do. Yeah. Wait a minute.
What? What? Did you look something up? Did you Google something?
No, I'm driving.
Elizabeth.
I'm driving.
I'm driving.
You're driving and you just had an epiphany while driving?
Yeah.
Would you pull over if you're having an epiphany, please?
No, I'm driving and meeting a friend to go to a movie, actually.
Okay.
Catching cucumbers.
Gotta go, Elizabeth. Thank
you. They love it. They love to eat them.
I
don't know.
Okay. Bye. Love you. Good luck.
Love you too. Bye.
Go Tigers. Paul in Wanakee. You got
this. Good morning.
How are you? You got this, don't you, Paul?
I do. I'm not a cat person, but now I want one.
Yeah.
They're afraid to death of cucumbers because they're snake-like.
Or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You got it. You got it, Paul. Paul in Wanakee. World's only Wanakee. Paul, this is Elliot. He's the future.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
The future is here now.
Chihuahua, Elliot.
Yeah. I-L-L.
I-N-I.
Yeah.
Okay, enough. let's play the quiz.
All right. So the categories for the quiz are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
All right, Paul, you pick the first
one. This might be the last or the only category that they get to choose. So
why is that?
Odds and ends.
Let's see what he does. Odds and ends. Okay, odds and ends. Let's see what he gets here. Does having a good attitude increase your longevity?
Oh, boy.
So yes or no? That's pretty good.
Let's go with yes, Elliot.
Yeah, I would definitely say yes.
No, that's no. Okay. So we got to ask another question. Okay.
Oh, all right. So the remaining categories are current events, people, places, school, and science.
What do you like?
YouTube.
let's do things you should have learned in school.
School, okay. Roman Empire toilets, overrated?
No, they existed.
Yes. Okay. So we got to do another one. They still had the same. They looked through all their coprolites and they found that every disease that everyone else had just said toilets.
All right. So remaining categories: current events, people, places, and science.
Okay, Paul.
People.
So much for Illinois education, huh? What I'm saying.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm a gamer and I vote. Is true for 30 or 50 or 80% of U.S. gamers. I'm a gamer and I vote. Do gamers vote? Or do voters
30%.
Game? I guess is the question. What?
What do you think, Paul?
I'm thinking 30% in reality, but
I would go higher.
Yeah, how high?
I would say probably 50.
How high?
80.
Okay.
50 and 30 is 80? You're right. Yes.
Yeah.
80%. Yeah. Holy cow. They won the What Do You Know quiz with a losing vote.
Elliot, you've won the perfect complement to turkey, ham, chicken, fish, brats, and cheese with a bottle of American Dijon mustard made the French way using white wine, not wine vinegar, from Mustard Girl in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin.
Exactly.
Paul, you'll find names, dates, events, and phrases essential to your arsenal of knowledge in Michael Feldman's Glad You Asked, intriguing facts and ideas for the curious-minded from the editors of the Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books.
Yeah.
Congratulations to both of you.
All right.
Thank
you're a winner in our book, you
be
guys.
A part of What Do You Know in 2016. Tickets and guest information
sure
is available at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, Producer International. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Hannah Poth, Kelly Osborne, and Diana Cook. Technical Director Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
Aubrey's off the show now. We can still mention them, though. Thank you all for coming. I really appreciate it. Nice to see you all. Thanks for listening at home. Make it down here if you can. Now you got to applaud for an inordinately long time. No, keep applauding. I mean, keep applauding. Don't stop applauding. We'll tell you when to stop applauding. And what about that ramp in the UP where things roll up? Now, it's not every ramp in the UP, so don't be disappointed if you see a ramp up there and things don't roll up.
It's a good year so far, Michael.
Huh?
It's a good year so far.
Yeah, it's been a great year. I've enjoyed every show this year so far. They still have to keep applauding? Yeah, you have to still keep applauding. You can vary it up if you want. Yeah, whistles are good. We can do a Russian thing. We go in unison. Da, 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 da. Okay, are they done?
PRI, Public Radio International.